Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk broadcast, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us, a community built on care. You can find out more online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. And our thanks to highspeedweb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, you hear this guy on the air every week on Thursday with a program called We're Bigger Than You Think. His name is Jay Reinhart. He's the president of Reinhart Realty, and we stumble onto topics all the time that I think we need to have more time than 2 minutes to talk about.
Sure.
And this is one of them today. We're going to be talking about what it takes to be a winner at real estate from a buyer's or a seller's perspective, which is interesting. But before we get into that, some preliminaries. I think since the last time you were on the show, Jay, we've probably had 4,922 people. oh, look at this. Had delivered. 4,922 people move into our city that have not had a chance to meet you. So you need to take this opportunity and tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you, Manning. Thank you, thank you. Well, having been born in Rock Hill, not a lot of us left that were actually born here. Raised, educated, you know, I'm a Rock Hill native. I did leave for a period of time to go to school. So I did my undergrad at the University of South Carolina. I have my master's from Winthrop. I also have a law degree from the University of South Carolina, a master's in tax law from New York University School of Law.
So you're the most educated realtor in town.
I at least one of the top ones. So, yes, sir. But more importantly than that, I grew up in this business. You know, we're almost 45 years old at the company. I'm second generation. My mom and dad are still active in the business, and it's just something we do, something we live and breathe in our household. Matter of fact, I now have a daughter working with me.
Come on.
Ashley Reinhart Juskovich is with us. She just joined us a couple of weeks ago after selling real estate in the upstate for about 2 years.
So that's something.
We're just excited to have third generation now in the business.
Now, you have locations beyond just Rock Hill.
We do. We're in Rock Hill. Actually, two locations here in Rock Hill.
That's right.
Just opened one in downtown Rock Hill. Had a soft opening with it. Look to do a grand opening when we can. How about that? We'll just put it that way.
Yeah,
whether
well,
or not it's
we
a
don't
couple
have to
of
wear
months
a
or a year, yeah. year from now. Over here on Ebenezer Road, then we also have Fort Mill. We have Reinhart Property Management in Clover that has a place for our agents to go. And we're also in Waxhaw, North Carolina.
Waxhaw, really?
We opened earlier this year and have made, you know, we're now in the top four companies in the Waxhaw area.
Good for you.
Which is very cool.
Good for you.
Yes, sir.
So we are in this crazy economic cycle right now,
right,
brought on by the virus. What's interesting to me is it doesn't seem to have had much of any effect, really, on buying and selling real estate. I mean, this stuff's just going out as quickly as it's coming in.
Well, I think you have to look a little deeper to see if it's had an effect or not, because we believe in the industry it's had a huge effect. And the huge effect is in the supply and demand cycle.
Right.
So the reason that it looks from the outside as having no effect is right now the supply is very limited. We were in a low inventory marketplace the last time you and I talked 6 months ago. Now we are in a do what? It's that low type marketplace. We send out a quarterly update on the real estate market, and I was just reviewing the second quarter numbers to be able to send that out. And it's just amazing to me that from where we were kind of looking at, hey, it can't go any lower. It can't go lower than a 1.3 month inventory. Now we're at 1.1 months. And that's across all of the price ranges, yeah.
Now, normally, if you're in a stable market,
healthy market, 6 months.
6 months. So there's plenty of.
So there's good inventory for buyers and sellers to make a informed and negotiated deal. Right. I mean, take today. If you have a, if you came to me and said, we want to find a $200,000 house, which you and I just went through in the middle part of North Carolina, but I want to buy that $200,000 house. Then, Manning, you know, there's a lot of work we're going to do with the buyer. We're not just going to go out and put them in the car and go see the two houses that might be available today.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they're going to be gone by the time we get back, write the offer, get you pre-approved, all of that. We're going to spend probably anywhere from 2 to 5 hours with you, prepping you, getting you in the best position that you can before we go look at houses, because when we go look at houses and you see that one you want, we've got to be really one of the first ones in line. And this is not one where, okay, let me go look at 20 houses. You may only have the choice of 1, 2, 3 houses on the day you go look. And there are multiple offer situations. So in that price range, again, around that 200, and it's really anywhere from about 125 up to 300 in Rock Hill, and then all the way up into 400s in Fort Mill. We're going to be looking at, what does your offer look like? And what's crazy about this marketplace is the highest offer doesn't always get the deal.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one that's cash, or the one that, you know, is able to take certain contingencies out of the seller's side.
Sure.
So it's an interesting market.
Some people would say, now, how did this ever happen? Well, if I remember some of our previous programs, it really went back to the Great Recession of 2008.
Yeah, 2008 is when it started.
When the contractors just got out of the housing business.
Right. We were building, I believe it was 1.7 million houses a year in 2008. And a normal marketplace is about 1.1 million. Now, a normal marketplace, that doesn't mean that, you know, people are moving into 1.1 million new houses. Remember, in the United States, we destroy about 300,000 to 400,000 houses a year. That's from house fires, from floods, from, you know, just all kinds of things happening. And so when you take out that many per year, you have to replace them and keep up with just a normal building time frame. So that 1.1 million just for a normal marketplace is pretty good. Well, we went from 2008 all the way until about 2016-17, not even building that many. So all of those excess houses were being gobbled up, and at a pretty good pace. So now we were just getting to the point where we were building a little bit of excess in the United States, and now coronavirus hits, all of this economic uncertainty, and the builders, the minute that happens, they do what? They pull back.
Sure.
But we also have done some things that people did not expect. Like when you do a moratorium on foreclosures, which was part of the CARES Act.
Yep.
Well, you take out about 10% of the market that would normally have gone through foreclosure back into the stream of commerce, and you are pushing those down the path.
Yep.
So eventually they will come, but right now they're not in the stream of commerce. You also have all of those that could have been in short sales, could have been, you know, in that period. Manning, it's just weird what we're doing, and that's causing a compression in the supply of houses, and yet we still have people that are now, especially for our area, they're wanting to move out of the Northeast, move out of Southern California, move out of places that are hot spots, and they're coming to our area of the Charlotte metro region and going, this looks pretty good.
Well, that's right what I was going to say. We're blessed to be in an area that's growing rapidly.
Right.
So you got a double-edged sword here.
Double-edged,
you got fewer homes being built, more people moving in, and all that does is to exasperate the problem, make everything more expensive.
Yes, sir.
And that's where we are today.
That's where we are today, and not only that, but, you know, pushing prices. We're used to have seen the Fort Mill marketplace that went kind of haywire, and then all of a sudden, last time we were on, we were talking about average prices in the 400s, starter homes in the 400s in Fort Mill. Well, Rock Hill's going to see that push. And what's so interesting is we've even seen the Chester Ridgeburg market now starting to see a push, because people are going, okay, well, I really wanted to be out of Charlotte. I thought Rock Hill was out of Charlotte. Nope, it's not. So I'm going to go to York, Chester. I'm going to go into a rural area. And those houses have seen a increase in value over the last 6 months to a year.
Whew.
It's a neat marketplace to be in. I mean, from a real estate standpoint, it's really neat to see. And you have to, you know, one of the things you and I talk about, you know, we teach our realtors to be advisors and not just salespeople. So as an advisor, I'm prepping you on everything going on. We're having this discussion with clients and saying, hey, I got this. I can help you. Let me take you through this purchase process or the sale process.
And I'm going to tell you, as you referenced here just a little bit ago, having been through this recently myself, helping out my son with his first purchase in Raleigh, that's exactly what the Reinhardt Realtor did up there that you put me onto. Through your leading real estate
companies of the world.
Right. And she was spot on. I mean, she was exactly what you're talking about. And if you go into this with blinders, you're just going to lose out. That's the bottom line.
Right. If you go in emotionally, it's just, it's too charged.
Exactly right. All right. Well, so before we start talking about the winners and the losers, let's talk about the overall state of the nation's economy. It's just not great right now. It's just not great. We got too many businesses that are shuttered down. We got too many restrictions. Everybody wearing masks. You know, it's just everything. But the real estate seems to be that common denominator that we've talked about before that kind of stabilizes the economy.
Right.
Can actually lead you out of something like this, because if you go to any of these home improvement stores like Home Depot or Lowe's, my God, they're just people all over the place because they're shuttered at home and they're fixing up their houses.
Well, one of the things that people forget, and the reason is it's so fresh on our mind from 2008, real estate did lead us into that recession. I mean, we were a major participant in that recession with the banking world.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But if you look at the last six recessions, five of those we never participated in as a real estate industry.
Right.
Because we are an industry that kind of that leads people out. I mean, people, you and I have talked about this before, I don't know of anybody that willingly chooses to live under a bridge. So they want a place to live. They want a place to call home. We like to invest. It's a good financial investment for people. Matter of fact, homeowners have about 40 times the net worth that renters have in the long run. So it's a good thing all the way around. And when you start looking at the decision making that we have in the economy, people are investing in their homes. They're finding that new thing. And if you talk to contractors, they're building on the homes, redoing bathrooms, doing things they can't do themselves. Well, long term, that bodes very well for our industry.
Sure. Yeah.
Because if the builders will build, which we're starting to see that, we're seeing more dirt moving, we're seeing more approvals for housing permits being done, then what will end up happening is we have those new houses for somebody wanting to move out of existing inventory into new.
Right.
That move up or move across town is going to happen.
I want to go back to something you referenced a little while ago. When you take a look at the average price of a house in Fort Mill, $420,000+. That's a good $100,000+ more than right here in Rock Hill, which is all of what, 5 miles down the road.
Well, it's more than that. We're only about $225,000-$250,000 here in Rock Hill.
Oh my gosh! So it's that big a spread.
It's a huge spread.
This is all location, location, location.
It's location. It is the school system and all the press that the Fort Mill school system has gotten as being one of the best school systems in the United States. It is also, you know, if you look at Fort Mill, it's a very different town than Rock Hill. Fort Mill, probably about 80% of the tax base in Fort Mill is residential. Mm-hmm. There's not a ton of commercial that's in Fort Mill.
Right.
And it hasn't, you know, even though it's being built, it hadn't come there. Whereas Rock Hill has a much more balanced tax base between the businesses, the industries that are there, that sort of thing. When you look at Fort Mill and the last couple of transactions that have occurred at signalized intersections being $1 million an acre for a signalized intersection, there are only so many businesses that can go there.
Yeah.
Whereas Rock Hill, we're not there yet. Signalized intersection, I don't really don't know and can't think of one that is sold for $1 million an acre. So again, two different things. Also, Rock Hill has more people than Fort Mill. Even though Fort Mill has been growing, it's still in the, 40,000-45,000 people area. Now, pretty soon it will be around that 100,000, but also Rock Hill's in, 130,000 people.
It's amazing. And if you take a look at the school systems this year,
right,
the Fort Mill School District will probably surpass size of the Rock Hill School System. Amazing. So when you look at something huge to our community like the advent of the Carolina Panthers coming down
here,
that's just going to drive this curve even further?
It will drive the curve even further, and it will really push us, I believe, into the Rock Hill development. It's going to be a little more dense development because I believe that it's going to push the value of land up, especially around that Panthers facility and in the city of Rock Hill. So I think you will have different types of development that occur. I wouldn't be surprised to have townhome development that is more walkable. Mm-hmm. Townhome development,
sure.
So in areas around Knowledge Park, downtown, where you can easily get to, you know, what we're creating in downtown Rock Hill.
I mean, you can even see that new project right there at Eden Terrace and 21.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a great big apartment project out of nowhere.
Correct.
Right on the edge of the Panther property.
That's right.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get into the main topic, which is what you need to do to be a winner. Whether you're on the buying side of this thing or a selling or a purchasing side of this in real estate. We're broadcasting, of course, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Straight Talk, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Of course, we hang out here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. The magical way it's done is in those white letters on the cue card. We're all going to say it together at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, garden, garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Cruise to financial freedom with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. With our low rates, there is no better time to apply. Get a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days by applying for your auto loan early so you know what to look for before you start shopping. You can also use our auto loan calculator and Founders Online to set your budget and plan ahead. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Emergency Room Director at Piedmont Medical Center. When someone is experiencing a life-threatening emergency, such as a stroke or a heart attack, every second counts. Piedmont Medical Center's emergency departments in Rock Hill and on Gold Hill Road in Fort Mill are open 24/7 to treat life's unexpected emergencies. Even in the middle of a pandemic, our commitment to providing safe, high-quality emergency medical care in our community remains strong. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Comporium Medical Alert.
It was important that my siblings and I recognized that Dad wanted to be independent, but we also wanted to be able to make sure that he was okay. So we started researching medical alert systems. Then we found this system. It's a little button that he can wear around his neck as a pendant or on his belt. He speaks directly into it, just like he's talking on a cordless phone.
But my kids and grandkids are the most important thing in the world to me. I don't like to ask for help, but it is nice to know that if I ever need it, it's just a touch of a button away.
For complete details, go online to comporiumalert.com.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Jay Reinhart is with us. President of Reinhart Realty here in Rock Hill, and they're spread out all over the place, in Fort Mill and Waxhaw. If you need real estate help, they can help you out. ReinhartRealty.com. That sounds like a commercial, doesn't it?
Huh? Thank you, Manny.
Yeah. So we've done, Jay and I do a weekly series sponsored by Reinhardt Realty called We're Bigger Than You Think. And we stumble into all these different topics that are very interesting. And the one that we've been talking about the last 2 weeks, as a matter of fact, today is part two of it, is the winners and losers in what you have to do to be a winner in this kind of real estate market from a buyer's perspective and from a seller's perspective.
Sure.
So let's take, we've already talked a little bit about the buyer, so let's finish it off. What do you have to do to be a winner?
Well, number one with being a winner as a buyer today, you got to be nice. You got to be kind. You and I talked about that a while back. I mean, kindness today is so lacking in our world. In our politics, in everything that we see, you know, the stresses of just normal life have just got people on edge.
Yeah.
And so especially as you are working with your agent, as you're working with your advisor, you have to make sure that everybody is being kind in the transaction. Because everybody's actually working for the same goal,
yeah.
Right? A buyer wants a house, a seller wants to sell a house. The agent needs to be there to facilitate it and be a part of it, and your agent needs to not participate in if something's going unkind.
Yeah.
Now, the second thing is to not be emotionally charged in a real estate transaction, and this goes for buyers and sellers. This is the largest transaction that most people will ever do in their life, most financially
yeah.
large.
Right.
And then secondly, it's usually a place where you're living. Or if you're an investor, it's an investment for you that you want a return on. And a lot of people get emotionally charged in it. They say, I have to win. That person has to lose. Where in many times in real estate, you can come up with a win-win solution where both people walk away and maybe each have given a little, but they come away with a good outcome.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's two of my biggest things for buyers is watch the emotions and be kind in the transaction.
And I tell you what, you just hit the nail on it. This is probably the largest financial transaction that you're ever going to undertake. So why would you not, if you're going to have brain surgery, have a brain surgeon?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Most people don't know the ins and outs of real estate.
Or if they do, it's been 4 or 5 years since they bought anything, or 10 years.
Yeah, right. I just can't imagine going into something like this from either side, buyer or seller, without a realtor at your side, because there are just too many pitfalls legally, through the negotiation process. I mean, the last thing you want to do is be eyeball to eyeball with the other person in this transaction. You want somebody in between to try to figure out where the magic sauce is to work this thing out.
Well, Manny, when you look at it, I mean, as Reinhardt Realty, we've done well in excess of 100,000 transactions over our time in business. So we have the experience to be able to help people.
Yeah.
It's a huge part of what we do. It's baked into our DNA. So when you look at it, just like you're talking about a brain surgeon, if you got to have brain surgery, go to the right people. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Now, flipping over to the seller side.
Yep.
Because, I mean, how do you win at real estate as a seller? One of the most interesting things today that we run into is a seller having the misperception that, okay, we've switched to a seller's market, so now there's a premium on my house.
Mm.
The house will only sell for what the market will deliver. So just because you have a $200,000 house today does not mean it's going to sell for $220,000 if you put it on the market for that. Matter of fact, you can, as a seller, price yourself out of the marketplace to where you don't even appear in the searches for people that are looking for a house. Because remember, people search on the internet in all different ways today.
Right.
Matter of fact, they'll search prices, but they also will search square footage.
Yeah.
And if you price yourself out of, you know, in an area that you just don't fit within the parameters, you could end up losing a really good sale and staying on the market. Also, in this very hot market, if you're on the market for 60, 70 days, the buyer's going to look and go, well, what's wrong with your house?
Yeah, exactly.
What's happened? Oh, have you gone through multiple offers? Whoa, I don't know that I want to jump in there. So you need to be priced right and not just think, oh, I'm going to get a premium. Listen, selling today in this marketplace, you're already getting a premium because the market is pushing the prices up.
From the purchaser's perspective, the buyer, I think it's fair to say that don't be surprised, number one, if there's not multiple offers on whatever the property is that you're zeroing in on.
Right.
And be prepared that you may have to pay a little bit of a premium to be a premium in terms of what the overall offer looks like, not
sure.
only in price, but the other terms.
Yeah, I mean, we have buyers come in all the time and say, oh, I know the house is on the market for $175,000, but I want to offer $150,000. And then they're surprised when they don't even get countered back in a multiple offer situation. Or they immediately, we hear from the agent and say, look, I've got six other offers that are in excess of yours. Sorry.
Right.
You know, I mean, yeah, you'll be presented, but I don't want your guy to sit back and wait on this one. Because the sellers and the seller's agents know that there's limited inventory on the marketplace. So if we're not going to get this one, then most good seller's agents will call and say, hey, you're not going to get it. Why don't you move on to the next one and see if you can get that one?
So to make that offer more attractive, and let's forget about the overall price for it, there are some things that you can do. For instance, due diligence.
Number one, get pre-approved for the loan.
There you go.
And not pre-qualified. I can go out today and get pre-qualified for just about any loan that you would want.
Right.
Pre-qualified is not, they haven't looked at your tax returns. They haven't looked at what you would need to do. So work with your lender and get true pre-approved. That means you're ready to go. The only thing left is the house has to do its part.
Right.
Has to appraise, it has to, you know, you have to get through repairs, that sort of thing. The second part is you have either a repair provision or a due diligence provision in South Carolina. In North Carolina, we only have due diligence. But for due diligence, you have a fee that is paid. And sometimes the higher that fee, the more attractive your offer can be. So if
because,
you are, right, because that money is gone.
Explain
that, okay, due diligence. What happens is the buyer has the ability to walk away for any or no reason upon the payment of the fee. So let's say I put in a $5,000 due diligence fee. Manning, are you going to walk away from $5,000? Not unless the house is in really, really, really bad shape.
Right.
Now, I'm not suggesting a $5,000 due diligence fee, but it's very normal to see $500 or $1,000 due diligence fees now. So if I offer $100, the seller's going to go, $100. People will walk away from $100, Manny.
Yeah, if you want to get the buyer's attention.
The seller's, attention.
Seller's attention, yeah. Pardon me. That's where you ought to plug in a decent number.
Right. And it's, you can also add earnest money. So, you know, the higher the earnest money, you get their attention, too.
Now, the earnest money, if you walk.
The earnest money, if you walk, you get back.
You get that
but
back.
It's just the due diligence fee that you would not. So that's, again, and from the seller's side, winning would be, okay, I want a higher due diligence fee, but I also don't want to scare off the buyer. So if I go in and I request $1,000 on a $150,000 house, I don't know a whole lot of buyers in that circumstance that have $1,000 extra that they can just walk away from. So I may scare off buyers.
Right.
So, again, winning is finding that win-win situation and not letting the my – call it a little greed, okay?
Yeah.
Call it a little, I don't want to be put in any circumstance where I may be a little uncomfortable. Don't let that happen, that it causes you to lose the deal.
All right, so good advice for anybody who's in the market for buying or selling. And the best advice I can give you is to go to ReinhardtRealty.com because they know what they're doing, and they've been doing it a long time. Jay, thanks for being
thanks,
here,
man.
Buddy. Appreciate it. That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Very quickly, I forgot to tell you, Rock Hill, Fort Mill, York, and Lancaster school districts' reopening plans have been approved by the state superintendent, Molly Spearman. So, Rock Hill, Fort Mill, York, and Lancaster, you're all ready to go back to school. That's all there is to it. Thanks to Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax, you're with Founders, and to Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant, for making these broadcasts possible. We do it every day live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. How do we do it, everybody? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, 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 slice. Garden, garden, garden.
We got it. Have a wonderful day. See you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.
WRHI Rock Hill.